Welcome to the Palatable Podcast. Enjoy the show.
What is up? We officially made it to episode 2. It took long enough. March 31st.
Yeah, February 4th, right? To March 31st.
Yeah, that was the beginning stretching of the month to the end. How are you doing, Kyle?
I'm good. Fat and happy.
Our host, Kyle Spires. How's the diet going?
Good. Lost 30 pounds. Still doing the diet for the most part through the week, but then go a little more hog wild on the weekends.
Good, good. Now, you just drove in town just to squeak this show in. Where were you today?
I was in Lancaster back home with my parents. We did an early anniversary dinner for them. So I spent all day yesterday cooking.
Now, what did you cook for the dinner? We got to hear.
Let's see. I got, I stopped at the market, West Side Market, on Friday before we went down. I got a lamb shoulder. I got collard greens and I got gnocchi from, Ohio City Pasta. So I did just wilted collard greens with bacon. I did a brown butter and sage gnocchi, and I deboned the lamb shoulder. I roasted it on top of the bones with some vegetables and olives. I stuffed it with a homemade tapenade with olives that I got from the West Side Market, Sicilian green olives and Kalamata olives. Stuffed it, rolled it up, roasted it for 5 hours, and sliced that baby open. Made a gravy out of the pan sauce, and it was pretty killer. Then I made homemade ice cream. I found Jenny's ice cream base on the internet. It's got cream cheese in it. So I did a vanilla ice cream.
Wow.
With vanilla bean waffle and some strawberries and homemade caramel sauce over all of it.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. Now, that first dish you made, are you going to have that on the website? Is it going to be on our recipe?
Yeah.
Recipe?
Yeah.
I've been watching Bugs Bunny. Can you tell? Recipe? I really was. I was watching Space Jam right before we came up here.
Yeah, I'll throw that up. I still need to put the, I need to talk to our IT department, have them help me get the blog post figured out.
But I could probably get you in touch with them.
Yeah. My people call your people.
Yeah. I do have the sausage lentil soup up there. So if you haven't got a chance to try that yet, I do recommend that. That's on the blog. Hungry Snowman, he's going to be on in a little bit. He's calling in. We're going to talk to him. He's going to have a brand new review up on the blog. As we talked about last time, I think we're going to talk some tacos on this show. We're going to have Higher or Lower. We're going to talk about a few other restaurants, some fast food, chip flavors. Have you seen that Lay's has the three flavors? They're going to name the new one.
Yeah.
Have they named the winner yet?
Simon, right?
Yeah, no, it was... chicken and waffles, sriracha, and there was one more flavor. I forget what it was.
I can't remember the third one. Was it? It wasn't the pickle. They've had the pickle for a long time.
I will have to look it up. But chicken and waffles. Have you had them yet? I was just curious.
No, I haven't.
No, I haven't tried any of them. I try to stay away from that stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of that stuff, Americans trim fast food consumption. So it only took 1 month, and our podcast is already sweeping the country. Yeah. Americans are trimming their fast food consumption, not listening to the Palatable Podcast.
Well, I think we should take credit primarily.
We did have, I think we had over 100 listeners to the first episode, so we're very thankful for that, and please tell your friends. Back to you making food. That's how long it's been since the show. We were on before the Super Bowl, but I seen you were posting pictures at your Super Bowl party of homemade tater tots.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know that I've ever had, I mean, homemade french fries, like everybody does that, but homemade tater tots, what exactly, I'm sure it was probably simple. How did you do that? Or was it simple?
It was simple. I would do it a little bit differently next time, but you basically parboil potatoes. You want to cook them a little bit, but not all the way through. And that's the hard part. Once they're a little bit soft, you have to grate them. And so you grate the potatoes, roll it up in a log.
Now it naturally sticks together?
No, you put a little cornstarch in, or you could probably do flour and a little bit of water. Mix it up so it's a little like a paste.
Yeah.
And then mix that in with the potato shredded potato, and then roll it up. And that's the cool part is you could put anything in it as you roll that up. Like
right.
if you wanted to do parsley or like a hot sauce or anything else, garlic, roll it up, cut it in pieces and fry it away. And I think I didn't parboil them enough before I shredded the potatoes, and then my oil was too hot because I did some wings before that, mm-hmm. before I did the tater tots. So it got a little too crispy on the outside and didn't cook all the way through.
Gotcha. I didn't get to try them. You had that epic Super Bowl party. I seen it. It was all over the Palatable Podcast Instagram. If you don't follow us on Instagram,
cheesy please. Garlic bread is the other Lay's flavor.
Cheesy garlic bread?
Yeah.
Do me a favor while you're sitting there. Type in this restaurant, CIA. How do you think that's pronounced? Kai?
How about Sia?
Sia? I think that is right. Labella, Michael Williams, Labella Cupcakes. He gave me the inside
restaurant,
hookup.
This restaurant doesn't seem very good. It's CIA careers and official government news. that's a weird menu.
This is definitely in Cleveland. And I don't know exactly what type of food they had, but he was telling me this, and now maybe you've already seen this. I know that certain restaurants have it. I just haven't personally been to one. But this was one of the restaurants in Cleveland that has iPads for their menus or tablets. And have you been to a restaurant like that, Kyle?
No, but, you know, it seems like such a big investment to make for
yeah,
a restaurant.
Yeah, it is kind of cool, though.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He said you can, like, click on any of the menu items, and then it blows up a picture of it, you know, like full screen or half screen.
Right.
And then it gives you a full rundown of that particular menu item. So it's really cool. You can, you know, you can learn a lot about the different dishes without having a super cumbersome menu, because it's not until you would click on one of these items that you would, you know, pull up all this information.
Right.
It seems like a good idea.
Yeah. No, if they could put pictures of the meal on each one.
Right. That's what it is. I mean, it's nice.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
He explained it to me. It seemed like it worked pretty good. Did you find that restaurant yet or no?
Weren't they visiting family in Toledo?
I don't know. You want to call him? Let's just get him on the phone.
We could call him.
I'll call him right now.
Let your fingers do the walking.
We need some background music here while I'm down on the phone.
I think it's called Chow.
Chow? That sounds
C-I-A-O.
C-I-A-O?
Yeah, Chow.
That makes more sense. Let's get him on the phone. He probably won't answer now that we're ringing him live. This is the bat phone to the Cupcake Center of Cleveland.
We need cupcakes. That.
Michael, this is Jacob. You're live on the Palatable Podcast. Is that okay?
Yeah, what's going on?
You're being recorded. Hey, we were just talking about, you had told me about that restaurant that had the tablets for the menus.
Right.
How's that pronounced? Do you know?
I'm pretty sure it's Chow.
Chow. Yeah, that's what Kyle. That's why we have Kyle on the show, because he knows all things.
Okay.
What kind of restaurant was it?
Oh, that was Italian. It was a high-end restaurant, but I guess, you know, we had our food was pretty much like Carrabba's.
Yeah. Would you go back there or no?
I don't think so. Wasn't worth the price they charged.
I hear you.
Right? Just would you want to go back to that restaurant, would you? Yeah.
He's surveying the room. All right. I don't think our connection's that good, so I'm going to let you go. But enjoy your evening. Sorry to interrupt.
That's right. I'll
talk
later. Bye. Banging out some cupcakes. Got no time for us.
Ain't got time. Cooking cupcakes. Other fast food. This isn't fast food, but did you see that Mountain Dew is making breakfast drinks now?
Yeah.
Have you tried one? Kickstart. Have you tried them?
I saw on today's show on one of the weekend things they tried them all. It just they said it tastes like Mountain Dew. I'll stick to coffee.
Yeah.
Red Bull every once in a while. Mountain
I'm not
Dew's
a Mountain
so
Dew
sweet.
At any time, let alone in the morning.
Right.
Another thing I ran into, I was just working in Solon, and I went to the McDonald's, and I drove around the parking lot twice looking for the drive-thru. No drive-thru. You ever been to a McDonald's with no drive-thru?
No.
I didn't even know they made them. Solon.
Yeah, they have McDonald's that are only drive-thrus.
So when you're in Solon at trying to hit up the McDonald's, don't go through the drive-thru. All right, do you have any other stories? I got a bunch of stories I want to talk to you about Cleveland restaurants and food. Is there anything in specific you want to talk about?
No, let's just get into it and see what comes up. Huh?
As always, I'll butcher the stories, the names, and the words, and then you could just kind of clarify it all for us.
That's
fine. Sound like a plan?
I like it.
This comes from Food Network Magazine. My top five, Iron Chef Michael Simon. He's the unofficial mayor of Cleveland, according to this article.
If he ran, he would probably be the official mayor of Cleveland.
He gave his top five things to eat. I guess you should go in reverse order and then tell me which of these you've had, okay?
All right.
Number five, pho.
Had it?
Superior pho. You did a whole breakdown on the first show.
Yeah.
Simon, he's been listening to the Powell podcast, man. I'll tell you, he was listening. If you see a bald guy carrying 15 banh mi sandwiches, is that how you say that?
Mm-hmm.
Out the door, it's probably Michael picking up lunch for this Lola crew.
That's like the traditional Vietnamese lunch sandwich or sandwich. It's cilantro, I think it's ham on it. It's got some jalapenos, tasty stuff, man.
Yeah, basil, lime juice, is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, number five. So we already covered that last month. Last month. It's a monthly show. Watch, we'll do April at the beginning of the month. So like March 31st, the next show will be like April 3rd.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah. Number four, the guacamole sampler at Momocho.
Yeah.
Have you had that?
I have.
Man. All right, here's a recipe for a happy chef. A table on Momocho's outdoor patio, a killer margarita, and a guacamole sampler. They have at least six different kinds at any time you walk in, at least six. Michael's loves them all. He said his favorite is the smoked trout bacon guacamole and the goat cheese poblano macaroni. I mean, not macaroni, guacamole. Where did macaroni come from?
That's the seventh. They haven't unveiled it yet. Macaroni guacamole.
It's coming soon.
It's cheesy.
You like that?
Yeah.
You have anything to add?
No, another great spot for guacamole is Paladar.
I thought you were going to say Chipotle.
Yeah, Chipotle is good too. Paladar is Eaton.
Yeah.
Right next to, it's down from B-Spot.
Right.
And they have really good mojitos there. So they usually have like four or five different kinds of guacamole you can get, but they have four or five types of mojitos. So summertime, go check out Paladar.
All right, Mike, back to Michael Simon's top five in Cleveland. Number three, Fahrenheit. That's our boy, what's his name? Rocco Whalen.
Rocco Whalen.
Beef summer roll.
Rocco's Tacos.
Yeah, that's at the queue. You had the beef summer roll at Fahrenheit?
No, I've only been to Fahrenheit twice. Once we were there for a wedding reception. But the food there is amazing.
$10 for that beef summer roll. You cannot beat Fahrenheit with some of their pizza, their nacho prices. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
$10. If you haven't been to Fahrenheit, you got to go. They definitely have some pricier food there, too. Number two, the ribeye steak. And this is bad. I've never heard of this place. I'm sure you have, but I feel embarrassed. Red the Steakhouse.
Yeah, that's high dollar. It's never been there. It's a good steakhouse.
$37 ribeye. So it's not too bad.
Ribeye is my cut.
Steak of choice. Yeah, that's my steak of choice. All right. Where's that at? That's in Richmond Road, Beechwood, Ohio. Red the Steakhouse. Number one, would you like to take a guess? Have you seen it? Have I been? Okay.
No, I haven't seen it.
I wonder if I was tipping the page to you. We're not sitting that close.
Away from me. Is it one of his restaurants?
No. I think he probably purposely didn't pick any of his own. He didn't want to look like a...
How about... the animal frites at the Greenhouse Tavern.
Well, you did have the right restaurant, the Greenhouse Tavern. And if you ever listen to my old podcast that I was on, we beat this to death. The Roasted Pig Head.
Yeah.
It says Michael is known for his love of unusual cuts of meat, so it's no surprise that he digs into half a pig's head at least once a week. At least once a week.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of pig's head. It's a lot of pig face, he admits. The pig is seasoned with a spicy Southeast Asian style barbecue sauce and served with lettuce cups. I don't remember the lettuce cups. Do I always just discard those too quickly?
Yeah, well, they're off to the side with like the slaw.
Yeah.
And they give you two buns with it too.
Yeah, so I knew you got buns. Michael often stops at this spot after work. It's next to Lola. And the chef, Jonathan Sawyer, big shout out, is an old friend. Strongsville alum, Strongsville's finest. Jonathan Sawyer. Okay. Now, most expensive burgers. They've got the four most expensive burgers in the country. Maybe you could say in the world, but these are all in the United States.
This is from Food Network?
Yeah, Food Network magazine.
I think I've seen something on this on the Food Network, or maybe the Travel Channel. You know how they have like the Burger Town
show? No, I'm not sure if this just got hyped because it's good, but the first one on here is $24, and that doesn't seem that expensive.
No. Well,
I don't know.
What, a burger at B-Spot's $9, right?
Right.
So.
Hang on, you're getting fuzzy there. Let me adjust the mic. Okay, I think I got that fixed. $24. This is in Village Marquee Grill and Bar, Dallas. Been there?
No. Never been to Dallas.
Short rib foie gras stuffed burger. It's a bargain if you compare it to the other ones on this page, which we'll get into. Chef Trey Wilcox stirs 20 sheets of gold leaf into his mayonnaise. Edible gold leaf?
Yeah, see, that's just a little too much.
Okay. All right, so the next one, $75. Now we're talking.
That's
New York
big
City
money.
Bistro Moderne. Daniel Boulard started this expensive burger craze. It's got foie gras. Man, they love that foie gras. What is that, Kyle?
It's a goose liver.
That's where they force feed the goose. We're not going to get into that. That's grotesque.
Fatty foods.
Yeah, they force feed these geese.
A rich diet.
Braised short ribs. Black truffles. Shaved black truffles. Now we're going to step our game up. $777. I've seen this burger, and it's not really that impressive because it has 100-year-old balsamic vinegar, lobster, and really what makes it not that impressive is it's a $77 burger, which is impressive. It comes with a $700 bottle of Dom Perignon. That doesn't count.
No, I don't want a burger with lobster on it.
Well, yeah, but it's only a $77 burger, which I guess is impressive.
Right.
Here's the ridiculous burger. Mally's Sports Bar, Southgate, Michigan. Michigan's MI, right?
Yes.
What's Missouri, MO?
Yeah.
Okay, Southgate, Michigan. Would you like to take a guess at how expensive this burger is?
How about a G-Bar?
No gimmicks, no gimmicks. There's no champagne.
No gimmicks. I bet it's Kobe beef. I bet it's $1,000.
$2,000. Well, the catch is the size. I guess that would be the catch. 280 pounds of hamburger meat.
Yeah, that doesn't count. That's not a burger.
It's cooked for 8 hours, loaded with 20 pounds of American cheese, 10 pounds each. The resulting monster of a burger is more than 3 feet tall.
See, I'm more quality over quantity, you know?
Well, I mean, how many people could you feed with a
the
burger
short,
that weighs
the short rib
pounds?
And foie gras burgers would appeal to me. For $24, I'd dig into that, but I'm not going to spend $75 on a burger. $2,000 is silly.
Oh, we have an update from Mike Williams. He is now texting in. We caught him off guard. He doesn't want
to.
He's going
to
clarify. He's going to clarify anything he may have said on air.
He got with his R&D department.
Right.
He wants
he's
to.
He's now clarified. The food was not bad. The decor and the restaurant was nice. It looked better than the food tasted. The menus were very slick, though. If you touched an item, it would show a picture, description, yada, yada, yada. The only downside was is if you were there with your grandpa or if someone didn't know how to use a tablet,
right?
You would have to ask for a regular menu.
No, here's my opinion.
Oh, and Laura said she would go back. His wife said she would go back.
My opinion is if a restaurant's got a gimmick like that,
right,
iPads for menus, they're making up for something else.
Right.
Where you go to any classy restaurant, they've got a paper menu because it's new every day.
Right.
You know,
greenhouse, they got to throw it out.
Yeah. And at best, it's a paper menu inside a leather holder. so it looks nicer.
Yeah, I hear you. You're preaching to the choir. What other stories we got here? There was a garlic smuggling story. I couldn't find that. You know, I actually previewed it on Instagram, and we never got to it on the first show. So I want to talk about the Providence Cafe, and that's at the Art Museum. And if you haven't been to the Art Museum in Cleveland in the last couple years, I think it's maybe just been a year or two, they remodeled it. It's amazing, and you have to go there. It's free, so, I mean, how could you not go there? The new courtyard, I don't even know what – that's not the word, but they have a new – like glass roof courtyard area.
Like an atrium?
Atrium, that's what I'm looking for. They have an atrium there. This just in. New Orleans beat the Cavs.
Surprise, and I think Kyrie played. Surprise.
Okay, so back to Providence Cafe. If you want to look back, there's some pictures of it on Instagram. If you go back in our history, those are probably some of the first pictures on our Paddle podcast. But they have a tandoor oven. Am I saying that right?
Yeah,
And then they have a regular brick oven. And if you're not familiar with the tandoor oven, that's the one that's it's like a brick cylinder, a circle, and that's what they have at Fire.
It's like a clay pot almost.
Yeah, it's like a clay pot. And they actually like take stuff and lower it down in there and cook it. Or they even take like dough for the bread and they'll slap it on the side.
Yeah, the naan.
Yeah, and it just cooks right there. And so if you've ever been to, like I said, Fire and Shaker. Did you see they had a really good, I don't know if it was on Groupon. I know Hungry Snowman and my wife bought it. They had a deal for a brunch at Fire. This was like a phenomenal deal.
$25 for 50.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I don't know if that was it because this was like you could either get it for two people or four people and everybody got a cocktail.
Yeah, a breakfast cocktail and then there were like options.
Right.
And Mike Simon blew up their brunch at Fire.
He said it was awesome.
He said it was really good.
Well, we're gone. You want to go with us?
It depends.
Well, we got the four. We got the four, so we can take two more with us. Maybe we could talk about it on the show then. So back to that cafe. Their food there is really good. A great lunch spot. So if you go there with the family for the day and then just pop into the cafe for lunch, I was really impressed.
Yeah. Yeah, you go to the, you go to the zoo and you're eating a corn dog and waffle fries.
This was awesome.
That's cool.
I forget what I had. I had a burger, I think. Corey had something more exciting, but you can see all the pictures of it. The other thing I want to talk about was it's in season now, ramps. Are you a big ramps guy?
I am.
Man, I've already been picking them. I got Hungry Snowman picking them for me. Have you had any yet?
No, I haven't. We were going to go out last week and pick ramps, but I was sick last weekend, so I didn't make it out.
Now give our audience the rundown on exactly what ramps are.
It's like a wild onion, but it has a garlic flavor too, so it's a nice combination of flavors. And they this time of year, especially, I mean, spring is here in Ohio when the ramps start popping up, and you can find a honey hole that's just got hundreds of them.
Oh man, you can pick as many as you want if you find them.
Yeah, and they actually have a ramp festival. I forget where it's at. Yeah,
I've never been.
I forget where it's at, but they've got everything ramps. But I like, somebody made me once just sauteed ramps and butter, and you put it on toasted bread and tear it up.
My wife was watching Chop the other night, and that was one of the items in the basket.
Really?
Was ramps.
Yeah, you'll see them pop up if you're going to some of the nicer restaurants around Cleveland on the seasonal items. Like Greenhouse will probably have them. Lolita, Lola, they'll have ramps on their menu here real soon.
And if you want to get in touch with us, I can give you some directions to where you can pick some ramps. We're not going to go into that on the show because...
Yeah. Classified information.
Classified information, bro.
Very delicate.
If you know me, email the show. What's the email for the show? Powdable podcast@gmail.com. And you can call the show at 216-264-3998. I'll have to double check on our next break, but I'm pretty sure nobody called the show since the last one. But if you want to call in, or if you just want to email a recipe or a restaurant, or tag us on your Instagram, if you go to a restaurant and take some pics of food, which everybody does, hashtag or hit us at Palatable Podcast.
Yeah, people have been blowing that up. Hashtag or at mention us in your Instagram pictures. I've seen a lot of that.
At mention us, because if you hashtag, we don't automatically get it. If you at mention us, I get an alert.
Yeah.
And then I can take note, talk about you on the show. There's another chef I want to talk about. We talk about Sawyer, Michael Simon a lot. We have another chef in Cleveland that was just named one of the top new chefs in the country. And I mean top, because they asked five of the best food critics in the country, you know, New York, LA, Miami, top five food critics, to give one guy that is their up and comer. And one of the guys that was selected, so there was only five of these chefs selected. One of the guys was selected was right here from Cleveland. You want to take a guess, Kyle?
Was it Zach Brewer?
No. What is his restaurant again? Tell me his restaurant.
He's got a couple. He's got Albatross in like University area. He's got Cowell and Hubbard in Playhouse Square.
Oh, yes. Quinado right
is on East 4th.
We took the kids to Sesame Street Live, and we walked right by Cowell and Hubbard. Is that right?
Yeah, that's new. It's like classic French. Not like classically trained, but more like country-style French, I believe. I've not been there. He's got... Table 45 too. That's in Cleveland Clinic, the Intercontinental Hospital.
I built that.
Or Intercontinental Hotel.
Built that. All right, Dante Bacuzzi.
Yeah, he's in. He's in Tremont. He's catty corner from Lolita. Dante.
Charlie Palmer, owner of New York City's famed Arule. If I'm saying that right, restaurant. He named this kid. I don't know if he's a kid. Dante Bacuzzi, as one of the top chefs in the country, up and comer. He has four restaurants in Cleveland. Dante's, Ginkgo, DC Pasta Company, and guess where that is? DC Pasta Company, Strongsville. What? We got to go there. DC Pasta Company in Strongsville, and DBA, Dante Bacuzzi. Is it Bacuzzi or Bacuzzi?
Bacuzzi. I don't know.
Akron. Have you been to any of these? Dante Ginkgo?
No, Dante is in it's in Tremont. It's in an old bank building across from the Polish Union Hall.
Oh, is that the one that has the bank vault there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been in there, but I've seen a lot of pictures. There's another one over there now in Ohio City that has a bank vault. What's that one called?
Bistro?
Yeah, we just talked about that in the last show. So now we have two restaurants in Cleveland with the bank vault. I guess once you get really one of those really big bank vaults in there, it's pretty much there forever.
Yeah, nobody's, you can't take it out.
Nobody's taking that out. So we have to check out these restaurants. I mean, they're saying this guy is the real deal. And one's right in our backyard, Strongsville. I mean, I feel like we got to go there.
Yeah, I'll go there for lunch this week.
Emerging star. He was named one of the emerging stars. Okay, we're going to play higher or lower. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Hungry Snowman, I think, is going to play too. I told him he's going to call into the show, and I just prepared him that I want him to play this week with you. What this is fast food. I love fast food.
I have not had fast food for 4 months.
No, I just love talking about it. I want to be like Ray Lewis and go 15 years without fast food.
I'm getting younger by the day.
Everything on this particular list is over 1,000 calories. Now, there's more than... that's on the list. Like, I think you got to get up in the 70s on this list before you get out of 1,000. Yeah, that's correct. Up in the 70s. So there's 70 fast food items that are over 1,000. And just to get, in case you're not familiar, most recommended calorie diets a day are typically 2,000.
Yeah, 2,000 calories.
So if you eat one of these things, you have now eaten half of your day's consumption of calories.
Or if you
and
get like
you can
like
get multiple of these things. Like, yeah. As you'll start to see on this list here, you could order easily, do two of these things every time you go to McDonald's or wherever. So you could be over your daily consumption with one quick trip to Mickey D's. But for the sake of this, we're going to do the top 20. And at number 20 has 1,170 calories.
Wow.
Number one has 1,680 calories.
Nothing. That's nothing.
Right in the middle is 10. Number 10 is Dairy Queen's Chicken Strip Basket.
Ooh, with the side of gravy and the toast and fries?
Yes. 1,270 calories for the Dairy Queen Chicken Strip Basket. Now, higher or lower, we have the Hardee's Double Bacon Cheese Thick Burger. Hardee's Double Bacon Cheese Thick Burger. Higher or lower than the McDonald's basket?
Is Hungry Snowman playing this?
Yeah.
I'm going to say higher.
Are you gonna try harder because he's playing?
Yes.
Okay.
To defend my title.
So you said it's higher. All right. Here we go. I got to get a good one here. Jack in the Box Oreo cookie ice cream shake higher or lower than the chicken strip basket?
And see, we don't have any Jack in the Box around here, so I can't tell. I'll go lower.
Lower. Jack in the Box Oreo cookie ice cream shake. All right, and the third one. Let me see here. Nathan's French fries.
Lower.
That is incorrect. Okay. As always, I can't tell you which one of those you missed, but you did miss at least one.
All right.
Man, the kids downstairs, the ice cream truck must be going by. They're erupting. Right. They're erupting down there. You could probably hear that over the microphone. All right, number 10, Dairy Queen. Okay. Nathan's fish and chips, higher or lower?
Higher.
Okay. Nathan's chicken tender platter.
Lower.
White Castle chocolate shake.
Huh. Lower.
Okay, that's all you get to play for now. We'll ask the Hungry Snowman later when he comes on.
All right.
Any other stories we've missed so far?
I know
Restaurant week. Did you go to any?
No, missed it. We went to Greenhouse a week after it was over.
Go ahead. I interrupted you.
Jen Plank from she was most recently at Noodle Cat. She was a head chef at Noodle Cat. She was sous chef at Greenhouse.
Uh-huh.
I think she's dating Joe Horvath, who most recently was a sous chef at Greenhouse.
Yeah. He was down there. We were at the chef's table, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They're opening a restaurant in Gordon Square called Toast.
Man.
Yeah, so check it out.
That's going to be sweet. What kind of food is it going to be?
I don't know. They've done a couple pop-ups. They just did a show, and I don't know where it was. You can follow her on Instagram. I'll link to her Instagram page, but she's been posting pictures. The restaurant was under construction. It's coming up, so it's going to be near Lux in Gordon Square. So check that out. I think Spice Bar is right there, right? And
Sweet Moses. Happy Dog. Those are all my spots.
Yep.
All right. Let's get the Hungry Snowman on the phone. I know he's expecting our call, and we'll have him play while he's on here. Hungry Snowman, Cleveland's finest food critic. He said he's working on a new blog update, so we'll see what that is. I think the last one that was on it was pretty old. It was the Chez Francois. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Chez Francois.
That's out in the middle of nowhere.
Vermilion,
right. Yeah, Vermilion. Like I said.
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh, man. He'll call back. I like our chances. He'll call back. He must be busy punching out that blog. You know, we got him working 24/7.
He's in the food lab testing recipes.
Back to my notes here. Ramps. Oh, I think I ran out. Oh, one more thing I wanted to ask you about. Speaking of Noodle Cat, you just mentioned that they have a thing there called Noodle Kids. Do you know the details on that, how that works? It's something like where kids come in and make their own dinner or make their own noodles.
Yeah, it's lunch usually. I think the next one is April 27th.
All right, April 27th, so write that on the calendar.
Because I wanted to take my boy to the last one. But you buy tickets in advance. I tried to get tickets the day of the Noodle Kids, and they were sold out. So get your tickets in advance. You can go to Noodle Cat's website, and it'll link to an Eventbrite page where you can buy tickets. But, yeah, Chef Sawyer is there with his family. His two kids there, and they have all the ingredients laid out, and so the kids can build their own custom noodle bowl, and talk to Chef Sawyer and his kids, and just have a good time.
Sweet. And now, is that a Saturday?
Yeah, I believe so.
April 27th. So check that out. Fun thing to do with the kids in Cleveland.
Yeah, that's a Saturday.
All right, is there anything else we got to get to here? Are we going to have to pause the show and wait for the Hungry Snowman's call? I doubt it. We've only been on for 35 minutes, so I know we have more stuff to talk about.
I think since when we did the show last time, West Side Market was still shut down.
Well, yeah, they're back and better than ever.
Yeah, they're back, and I was there Friday. So I was there on Good Friday, which may have been one of the biggest mistakes I've ever made.
It was jamming?
Oh, it was packed.
Everybody was off work. Yeah. I took Dayton to Chuck E. Cheese Good Friday. It was a zoo.
I parked, if you know Ohio City, I parked behind Dave's Market, right next to the Light Bistro. Yeah. Was the closest spot I could find to park. And I walked over to the market, and it was elbow to elbow. You could not get through that place. One thing I did get, I can't remember the name of the stand, because I would typically get something from Sebastian's. But Sebastian's is one of the stands that caught on fire.
Right, so it's still not open.
So it's still boarded up, but they're open at another location. They just don't have as much stuff as they used to have. I got it starts with a T. It's like Terzik's Meats.
Uh huh.
I got the lamb shoulder from them, but I also got a goat neck. So I'm gonna braise this goat neck and try to copy a recipe that Chef Goodman from Greenhouse did. I had probably a year ago there. It's a fifth quarter, which if you know Greenhouse, their fifth quarter is more or less their revolving daily special, where it's considered a second, not an appetizer, or it more like appetizer size, more than a taste, but less than a meal. I had lamb neck with spetzel.
Nice.
And so I'm going to try to do goat neck with spetzel.
I knew we were forgetting something.
What?
We were supposed to talk tacos.
Tacos. Yeah, we got to talk about tacos.
When you said that, when I went there, the fifth quarter was beef tongue tacos.
Yeah.
And that's what made me think of that. Beef tongue taco is pretty good.
See how it comes around.
Where do you like to eat tacos at? Here's the hungry snowman. Go ahead.
You take him.
Think about it.
Let me think about it.
All right, here he is, live and in person, the hungry snowman. Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
You busy in the food lab?
What's that?
Busy in the food lab?
Yeah.
It probably goes without saying the connection isn't outstanding, so we'll have to ask you to speak up, but we want to talk to you about a few things. First of all, we got to talk about the biggest blog in Cleveland, certainly as far as food goes, the Hungry Snowman blog. You can get on palatablepodcast.com. But you're in the process of putting up a new blog post. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's already up. It's all about Zero Pizza over there in Cleveland Heights. We've been wanting to get over there for a while and find an excuse to sneak over there and try some traditional Neapolitana pizza.
All right, now I had Jets Pizza today. Jets Pizza, is that Hungry Snowman approved?
Yeah, Jets is, I think it's pretty good for your chain takeout. I think it's much better than your Domino's or your Marco's. So if you're in a pinch...
Wow, we're really raising the stakes here. We're comparing it to Domino's. All right, sorry, go ahead, go
now,
back to your stuff.
What about Little Caesars?
Please go back to your review.
So, yeah, Vero is a traditional pizza straight from Naples, and it actually meets a lot of these special standards. I'm not going to try to pronounce it. I believe it's STG standards, over from Naples. And what that means, it's like a USDA, it meets a minimum quality and traditional standards. So it's made with a special type of flour. It's made to a special thickness. They have it even down to the millimeters. It can't be, I think it's above, I thought it was 5. Oh, no, here it is. Central Pizza will be no more than 0.3 centimeters with a crust 1 to 2 centimeters. So, they have this pizza spec'd out exactly how they want it. And this guy over there in Cleveland Heights is meeting those standards and making an exceptional pizza.
All right, now, you can read more about that on the blog. I got to ask you, best tacos in Cleveland. Where is the Hungry Snowman going if he has a craving for tacos?
Well, if I had to say anything, Momocho is probably one of the best tacos I've had yet.
Have you had the guacamole sampler at Momocho's?
Yeah, the guacamole sampler. You can't go wrong because.
Have you tried the macaroni guacamole?
Macaroni? No, I have not had that one. I've had the pineapple, the garlic confit, and the traditional are the three I've had. And the best part with it is, yeah, it's a lot of guacamole, but you can also carry that into your main entrees where you can add more guacamole to your tacos. Some of the dishes come with guacamole, but even if they didn't, boom, you got three of the ones you can still go to if you get a little tired of dipping kitchen guac.
I'm glad you went with the boom and not the bam because we don't have enough money to pay royalties.
Yeah, we don't have licensing.
We don't have licensing for that. Now, talking about more fattening food, we have the higher or lower. You know how this game works, Joseph?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I got the top 20 highest calorie fast food items, and these are all well over 1,000 calories. Number 10 is the Dairy Queen Chicken Strip Basket. Okay,
yeah,
that's number 10.
That literally comes with a side of gravy, I think.
Hey, you can't. Gravy. Sounds good to me. All right, so here's the first one. Higher or lower, the White Castle chocolate milkshake?
What size?
Wow, Kyle, you better step your game up. You better step your game up, Kyle. This is a large. It does not give the ounces. It simply says large.
Large. See, now, if I'm thinking like American large, that's got to be at least like 32 ounces.
That's
I'm
like...
going to say that is more, has more calories than the white strip. Ice cream is pretty heavy.
Okay.
It's like a tub of milkshake.
He will go higher. All right, here we go. Clearly, I'm going to have to step my game up here. I can see this coming. All right. The Del Taco Macho Beef Burrito. The Del Taco Macho Beef Burrito.
Yeah, I've never been to a Del Taco. Only heard it on Saturday Live. I'm turning left at the Del Taco.
off the Santa Monica. Off the Santa Monica 175.
Yeah, I took the 175 to 678. And right at the Del Taco, I'm going to say it's lower.
Lower. Okay. And here we go. This is the Hardee's. Let me find it here. This I want to ask you the same one I asked Kyle. It is I can't find it. Here
bacon.
We goes. It is the Hardee's double bacon cheese thick burger. Higher or lower?
Double bacon thick cheeseburger. Just in the sound of it, I'm gonna have to go higher. I'm gonna have to go higher because it's double bacon. You're gonna get a lot of, a lot of calories from that. It's Hardee's. Nobody goes to Hardee's to save on calories, so I'm gonna go high.
All right, congratulations. That's why you're the number one food blogger in Cleveland.
Boo.
Kyle took two tries at it and was unable to succeed. So The fix is in. I even hit him with the hard one, the milkshake. Everyone would say lower, right? Milkshake was number one. It was number one with 1,600 calories. Go ahead.
I had a little redemption bonus question for Kyle over there, okay? What is, at least in our areas, out of the main fast food restaurants, what French fry has the highest caloric value?
French fries?
I'm talking like your normal McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, and so forth.
I'd say McDonald's.
McDonald's is actually one of the healthiest French fries, if you want to say healthiest.
Wow. So what's the highest?
Arby's curly fries has almost 800 calories.
Per French fry?
One curl.
One curl. That's 2,000 calories of fry. All right, thank you, Hungry Snowman. Follow him. Are you on Instagram?
Yeah, still on Instagram at Hungry Snowman. And I still go on Twitter every once in a while, but the best way is to catch me, check out my blog, you can comment out there, or hit me up on Instagram. That's where I'm at most these days.
You been to any of Bacuzzi's restaurants, DC Pasta?
No, Dante. I drove by a bunch. I've been to Pallet before it was DC Pasta, but I haven't been to the new DC Pasta yet.
All right. Well, have fun.
All right. Catch you guys later.
Bye. Man, he smoked you, Kyle.
I know. That's why he's Cleveland's number one food critic.
I thought the milkshake would get him. I got you on the milkshake.
What size? See, that's...
He didn't even stutter. He didn't even stutter.
First words out of his mouth. What size? I like it.
Some of the other ones on here, they actually gave the ounces. Some of these milkshakes said 24 ounces. Those were the Jack in the Box ones. Jack in the Box.
Hey, our Instagram's blowing up right now.
I seen. We got tagged. Mine's alerting, too. That's another challenge for you. When you're on Instagram, you'll have to guess as to who's posting the pictures, because both me and Kyle post on the account. Any comments about what he said there? Have any thoughts? You been to that restaurant, that pizza place he was talking about?
Vero Bistro? No, I haven't been there, but I want to go. It's I think it's all very traditional wood-fired oven, like he said. It looks amazing.
Okay, so we're going to get the restaurant, the recipes on there. Give us a recap. What's the recipe you're going to put on the blog?
I still have to do my sweetbreads, but I'm going to do the lamb shoulder.
Lamb shoulder. And that is braised? How you cook it?
No, it's roasted. 300 degrees for 5 hours or so.
I listen to the...
If you're cooking at home, do not pay attention to timing on recipes. Get a thermometer, even if you buy a $5 thermometer.
Throw the timer out, buy a thermometer.
Yeah, because you ovens vary. Everything is subject to change. So always go. There's nothing worse than eating dried out meat because you cooked it too long. It's awful.
So please call us, email us. We'll get your thoughts in on the next show. You can also get us on Twitter, but we're never on there. We have a Facebook page that we never go on either.
Hey, I tell you what I discovered.
We did get a submission on our contact page on our website, but it was an ad for like some kind of pills we could buy.
Right.
Somebody put a submission on our
human growth hormone.
It was something like that.
If you haven't been to the Asia Town area in Cleveland, you gotta go. I went there 2 weeks ago in search of like ramen and some good spices. I found pork broth that I've never seen anywhere else before. And so I've been making noodle bowls at home. I brought Noodle Cat to my house. So I've been making
pork miso. Yeah, what does miso stand for? What does MISO stand for?
I think that's just, it's like a paste.
Yeah.
I think it's a soybean curd or something. Maybe.
Call the Hungry Snowman back up.
But there is some good stuff down there. I mean, it's like Superior and 30th and east of there. So Superior Pho is at 30th and Superior. And then you've got Saigon Grill right next to it. But as you go east, there are plazas all down to, I can't remember, what's the main road that's south of Superior?
Euclid?
No.
Carnegie? Chester. Chester's north.
Carnegie, maybe.
I think Chester's north. No, Superior's up pretty high. St. Clair? I don't know.
But all around
there. I think St. Clair's higher north.
Like between 30th and 40th and south of Superior, north of Carnegie.
Oh, yeah, there's a street dog called like Payne.
Payne, that's it.
Yes. Once you said East 40th, then I could picture. I was trying to picture like, you know, like East 22nd. There's no Payne over there.
But spend a day. Go there and explore. There's a Miega, a Korean barbecue place. It's like on the second floor of a shopping area that I want to go check out. And there's like a little mall with an inner area that you can walk through. There's a grocery store on one end that we went to, but there's a dim sum restaurant in it. And dim sum is like small portions, steamed dumplings and stuff, where it's an event. You go spend a couple hours and tear into some good,
for sure,
good steamed food.
So, all right, well,
back to tacos, right?
Yeah. Oh, I was gonna wrap up the show. 15 minutes in, tacos. Where do you like to eat your tacos at? I'm a Momocho guy, by the way.
Momocho's good. I like that. I haven't been to Barrio.
Taco Bell.
I haven't been to Barrio yet. Where yeah. It's a build your own taco.
Right. Now like that's Happy the spot. Dog. I've heard that's the spot. I haven't been there. Please, somebody who's been there, let us know.
I'll try to get there before the next show. And
the April show.
Give it a lowdown. Yeah,
it may be hard because I think we're doing it tomorrow.
Tomorrow's April show. But I tell you, the tacos that I think I like the most, not at a traditional taco place, is the carnitas tacos at Tremont Tap House.
Yeah. Yeah, they are big time. They do those have the beef tongue in them?
No, that's pork, like a pork shank taco.
Oh, yeah, with, carnitas. That should have been a dead giveaway.
Yeah, well, I said it in Spanish, so you didn't know right away.
All right.
But those are good.
Okay, sounds good. Well, you know what? I thought people were listening to our show and therefore blowing up our Instagram. Nobody's heard this yet. I haven't put it out.
It's a telekinesis. It's just the power of our voices through the microphone.
Nobody's heard this yet. It'll be up tonight, hopefully. I got to start. It's almost 9 o'clock. I got to start at 5 a.m. tomorrow. So let's hope I get this up tonight. If not, it'll be up April 1st, and that's not a joke. Until next time, everybody.
Yeah, April Fool's Day tomorrow.
Yeah. Until next time.
Stay hungry.
Yes.
Is that it?
Stay hungry.
Stay hungry.